Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Narayani eternally eats the remnants of the foodstuffs of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was born of her womb. Purport. In Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, a book written by Kavi Karanapur that describes all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and who they previously were, there is the following statement regarding Narayani. Ambikaya swasasa yasin namna shri kilimbika krishno chishtam prabhunjana sevayam narayani mata. When Lord Krishna was a child, he was nursed by a woman named Ambika, who had a younger sister named Kilimbika. During the time of Lord Chaitanya's incarnation, the same Kilimbika used to eat the remnants of foodstuffs left by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Kilimbika was Narayani, who was a niece of Srivas Thakur. Later on, when she grew up and married, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was born from her womb. A devotee of Lord Sri Krishna is celebrated in terms of devotional service rendered to the Lord. Thus we know Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur as the son of Narayani. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur notes in this connection that there is no reference to his paternal ancestry because there is no need to understand it. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhur Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Feel very honored and blessed to be here amongst the associates of Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanji. Would like to first of all seek blessings from Pankajangri Prabhu and all the assembled Vaishnavas. Chaitanya Charitamrita is that scripture which explains the depth in which we have to practice our Krishna consciousness. One time, one Mataji disciple of Srila Prabhupada, she was with Srila Prabhupada and she was reporting to him that how she has been making Bengali sweets and she was having a stall of these Bengali sweets, and the sale was quite good. So she was reporting to Prabhupada about the sales of these Bengali sweets. And at the same time, Tripurari Maharaj, he entered Prabhupada's room and he reported to Srila Prabhupada the first time sale of Chaitanya Charitamrita sets on the streets. And Srila Prabhupada, hearing both these reports, reports of the sale of Bengali sweets and report of the sale of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Charitamrita is the sweetest Bengali sweet. There is nothing more sweeter, or the best Bengali sweet is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhagavad Gita explains what is Krishna consciousness. Srimad Bhagavatam explains not just what is Krishna consciousness, but also how to practice Krishna consciousness. And Chaitanya Charitamrita not only explains what is Krishna consciousness, how to practice Krishna consciousness, but it explains specifically how to practice Krishna consciousness living amongst Vaishnavas. Over here we find the speciality of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in this particular episode, wherein he is glorifying Vrindavan Das Thakur. Now, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami himself, he wrote this epic Chaitanya Charitamrita at the ripe age when he was 90 years old. And here is one writer glorifying another writer, Vrindavan Das Thakur. So this is the beauty of Chaitanya Charitamrita, wherein the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they teach us what it takes to live with Vaishnavas. What is the culture of living in a Vaishnava community? What is the culture of glorifying a fellow Vaishnava? And that too, when that fellow Vaishnava is performing a similar kind of service. So if you look into the service of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Vrindavan Das Thakur, it's similar service. Like all, sometimes in a temple we have devotees working in the same department. So many times when devotees working in the same department, it's very difficult to get along because they both are rendering the similar kind of service. Same temple, same department, and similar kind of service, it's very difficult to appreciate. Many times we appreciate Vaishnavas who are from distant places, from some other temple, or Vaishnavas who are not rendering the same kind of service which we are rendering. But it is very difficult to appreciate those Vaishnavas who are rendering the similar kind of service which we are rendering, and that too if they are rendering better than us. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is that scripture which not only teaches us what is Krishna consciousness, not only teaches us how to practice Krishna consciousness, but also teaches us how to practice Krishna consciousness while living amongst the Vaishnavas. We are in this age of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga specializes in two things: quarrel and hypocrisy. How many times have we heard Kali Yuga, the hallmark of Kali Yuga is quarrel and hypocrisy. Now, I was just thinking about this quarrel and hypocrisy of Kali Yuga. If we see, either we'll practice Krishna consciousness alone. Sometimes some devotees, they want to practice Krishna consciousness alone in solitude. Or else we'll practice Krishna consciousness living amongst Vaishnavas. So in either case, practicing alone or practicing Krishna consciousness, living amongst Vaishnavas, Kalyug has its trap for us. So quarrel and hypocrisy. The trap is that if we are trying to practice Krishna consciousness alone, the trap is of hypocrisy. And we find that whenever we are left alone with our mind and senses, not properly engaged, with no proper solid association, then there is a tendency to get carried away by the uncontrolled mind and senses and creeps in hypocrisy. So when a person is always alone, then there is a trap of becoming a hypocrite. And then the other option is, okay, stay with Vaishnavas to avoid that. So Kalyug has a trap for that as well. Quarrel. When we live with people, then there are circumstances wherein it induces us into quarrel. So that's how Kalyug always, you know, has its weapon against us. Quarrel or hypocrisy. If we are staying alone or with devotees, either. So how much careful we have to be, especially this material world in Kalyuga. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we'll find the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They specialize in this. They specialize in what it takes to live with Vaishnavas. I was just, you know, while reading these verses, wherein Vrindavan Das Thakur is being glorified by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So, when I was told that this morning is the CC class, not the Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, I was focusing on this abbreviated term CC. This material world also, we can abbreviate into CC. What this material world comprises of? CC stands for comparing and competing. We find in this material world, people, they are busy in these two things. Comparing and then competing. In fact, it begins with comparison and then lands up in competition. And we find that the whole material world, what's happening is nothing but these two things. CC. Comparing and competing. Just a few months ago, I was giving a seminar back in India on a topic related to this. So, it was kind of a workshop, so we did one exercise in regards to this mentality of comparison which comes into us. So the exercise was, I just asked one devotee that imagine if I give you 1,000 pounds just as a gift. Over here I just translated into pounds. So imagine if I give you 1,000 pounds, what will you feel about me? Okay, if I ask this question to all of you, if I give you 1,000 pounds as a gift, what will you feel about me? Yeah? Sorry? Okay. No, it's a gift. You don't have to pay back. It's not a debt. It's just a gift. Will you feel some sort of respect? Huh? Now, you have received 1,000 pounds and then you are telling it to others and you are having your prasad and the devotees amongst whom you are sitting and having prasad. So you say that this Prabhuji gave me 1,000 pounds. So good of him. And then the devotee sitting next to you, he says, well, yesterday he gave me 2,000 pounds. Now what happens immediately? We start comparing. The human psychology works like this. The respect which we had just few minutes ago, immediately the comparison mentality, it says, well then, there was injustice on me. How come 2,000 pounds to him and only 1,000 to me? So this is how comparison we have in Govardhan Leela, Indra. Devaraj Indra, the king of demigods he's called. And when Krishna decided that instead of Indra Yajna this year, we'll do Govardhan Puja. Immediately, Devaraj Indra started comparing his Indra Yajna to Govardhan Puja. He started comparing himself with Krishna. Who is this Krishna? Vachalam, Balisham, Stabdam, Agyam, Panditam, Maninam. Talkative child? Just a foolish, ignorant, talkative child? And what has happened to these Brajabasis, Nanda Maharaj? He's listening to just his 7-year-old lad. And he's comparing my Indra Puja to worshipping a stone, a mountain. Comparison. So he started comparing. The first C of this material world. Comparison. And then, when he found out that everyone is busy, not just Nanda Maharaj and Krishna, the whole Braj is engaged in worshipping Govardhan, doing parikrama, offering everything, and Krishna arranged in such a way. Krishna wanted to make it so exciting. Krishna wanted to teach lesson to Devaraj Indra in a very, very strong and powerful way. So, Nanda Maharaj proposed that, okay, we'll have Indra Puja and we'll have Govardhan Puja both. So, Nanda Maharaj's proposal was quite reasonable because he didn't want to offend Indra. So, then Krishna, he proposed, no. We will just do Govardhan Puja and all the ingredients which you have accumulated for Indra Puja, only those ingredients we'll use for Govardhan Puja. And Krishna was like making it very loud and clear to Indra. See what am I doing now. It's like, you know, you put in front of someone a big feast. And then when he's about to have that, you remove that plate and you give it to someone who might appear to be very apparently insignificant. So Indra was thinking, I am the king of demigods and all the ingredients for my Indra Puja has been removed in front of me and instead placed in front of a mountain. Comparison. He started to compare. That led to competition. Then he started to compete with Krishna and Govardhan by sending the Samvartaka clouds. The clouds of destruction. The torrential rains. So this is the second C of this material world. Comparison and then competition. One time there were two friends. And they went on a hunting excursion. And over there, they happened to spot a tiger. Now, it was becoming more adventurous and exciting that, you know, in a forest now, they're looking at a tiger. They have spotted a tiger. Now, this is one thing that you spot a tiger in a jungle. And there is another thing when the tiger spots you. It's a totally different story now. So that's what happened. The tiger he spotted these two people, these two friends. And the tiger was preparing for its chase. And as soon as they both realized that this tiger is now preparing to pounce upon them, one of the friends, he started to remove his hunting boots and started to put on running shoes. And the other friend, looking at him, "What are you up to? You think you can outrun a tiger just by putting on running shoes?" He said, "No. Definitely, I will not be able to outrun this tiger, but I'll be able to outrun you. Because the tiger needs one of us." This is called competition. The competition of this material world is this. So as I was looking at the Chaitanya Charitamrita CC, I was thinking about the material world, how it also comprises of CC, comparison and competition. And then we have the spiritual world, which also comprises of CC. And what is that CC of the spiritual world? That from comparison to competition, in the spiritual world we have the CC, which comprises of complementing and cooperation. So Chaitanya Charitamrita CC, what it talks about is this CC, complementing and cooperating. And again, if we look into Govardhan Leela, that all the Brajabasis, they cooperated together. Jai Shishi Radha Gokulananda Bhagwan ki, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So, what the Brajabasis did, what is Brajabhav? Brajabhav is complementing and cooperating. So in Govardhan Leela, again if we see, they came together, cooperated to worship Govardhan. And then, when Indra sent those torrential rains, even in that calamitous situation, again they came together, cooperated, keeping Krishna in the center. And while doing all of that, they were complimenting Krishna, they were complimenting Govardhan. So Brajabhav is complimenting and cooperating. Bhava Bhav, which means the bhav of this material world, is comparing and competing. If we look into our own body, now imagine that your big toe, you know, bumps into a rock and the nail comes out and it's become a bloody wound and it's infected. The big toe is infected of your left foot. And you'll find that all the other limbs of the body, they will come together to help heal that big toe from your left foot. The eyes will start looking for some remedy. The hands will start working. The other right foot will say, "Okay, now, for the time being, as long as the left big toe is wounded, the right foot says that I'll bear the weight of the body." So how we experience even within our own body, that if one limb of the body becomes diseased, the other healthy limbs, they come together to help. That is what Chaitanya Charitamrita is all about. That is what Vaishnava community, that is what it takes to live amongst Vaishnavas. If one Vaishnava is diseased for a while, then just like within our body, the other healthy limbs of our body come together to help that diseased limb of our body. Similarly, the other Vaishnavas who are in healthy standing in their sadhana bhakti should come together to help. And that's very much required. And many times we feel that in Vaishnava communities, when devotees, they leave. Yesterday, last night we were having a program and we were talking about falling away and falling down. So sometimes we find Vaishnavas falling away from the path of Krishna consciousness. And then we also find that Vaishnavas coming together, the other Vaishnavas coming together and bringing that Vaishnava back, like Kala Krishna Das. He fell away for a while. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself brought him back, and then all the other Vaishnavas, they made sure that Kala Krishna Das should be engaged in such purifying service that he will always be protected by the healthy Vaishnava association. That's the meaning of cooperation. Now, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find if we very closely and minutely observe, like in the Madhya Leela, where Rup Sanatan Goswami, they come and they surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time. And that episode is so heart-touching. Wherein Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Rup Sanatan Goswami that your humility is breaking my heart, kindly stop. That's to the degree Rup Sanatan Goswami were humble. Many times in our case, because of our false pride, the Lord has to say, it's breaking my heart. But herein, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Rup Sanatan Goswami, your humility is breaking my heart. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he initiated Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik, made them into Rup Sanatan Goswami. If you read that particular episode, you'll notice that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in just few verses, he describes the mercy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestows upon Rup Sanatan Goswami. Only in few verses. And most of the verses in that episode, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is focusing on the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was their reaction? It's very interesting to observe what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is observing in that episode. And that is what Chaitanya Charitamrita is all about. How to celebrate other success. What is Chaitanya Charitamrita? How to celebrate the success of other Vaishnavas. In this material world, since the time we take birth, we are always taught how to celebrate your own festivals. My happy birthday, my this, my that, my anniversaries. But we find, yes, people might go into someone else's celebration, but again, it's just a formality, this material world. Wherein we find the culture of Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Rupa and Sanatan Goswami were receiving the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when they were so successful in their Krishna consciousness, their success was celebrated by all the associates in such a grand way. And that's what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami focuses in that episode in Madhya Leela. That how happy Advaita Acharya was, how happy Srivas Thakur was, how happy Nityanand Prabhu and all of the other associates, how jubilant they were. And it takes a heart which is selfless. It takes a heart which is full of humility to appreciate other Vaishnavas' success. And what happened again, coming back to Govardhan Leela. In Govardhan Leela, we see the opposite taking place. That when the Brajavasis came together and when they were celebrating the success of Govardhan, it was for the first time that they were worshipping Govardhan in such a grand way. Yes, of course, they revered Govardhan, but it was official now. Lord Krishna officially inaugurated Govardhan Puja in Vrindavan. And all these Brajavasis, they come together and they use up all of their resources to worship Govardhan. This shows that they had no envy at all. Nobody in Vrindavan thought even for a moment that why not something for me? Everything was given for the celebration of Govardhan. So, if we are on this topic, how to celebrate others' success, Govardhan Puja is a classic example of how Brajavasis celebrated the success of Govardhan. And not just that, Krishna could have easily saved the Brajavasis from those torrential rains without lifting Govardhan. He could have easily saved. But Krishna wanted to give credit to Govardhan Haridasa Varya. The greatest devotees of Krishna, the gopis, they are glorifying Govardhan as Haridasa Varya. So this is what it takes to live with Vaishnavas in Brajabhav. Celebrating the success of other Vaishnavas. Celebrating the progress of other Vaishnavas. And taking inspiration from that progress and success of other Vaishnavas. So comparing and competing should turn into complementing and cooperating. What comes in the way is the false pride. Indra, later on he realized, but what came in the way of Indra was his false pride. And therefore, in the episode of Govardhan Leela, it is mentioned, Krishna, that verse is spoken, the words of Krishna, that I am doing this, one of the reasons, there were many reasons of Govardhan Leela which Krishna performed. One of the reasons was to curb the pride of Indra. Now, so much we hear about humility. And I'll tell you honestly, this word humility is most used by devotees only. Outside, seldom this word is used. People, many times they don't even know. Humility? I'll tell you, this something happened, you know, many years ago when I was, preaching at Radha Gopinath Temple in Chopati. And the first preaching assignment which was given to me when I joined the Chopati Temple was to go in the nearby schools of Bombay and give them value education. In fact, the school authorities had approached us. And that time, value education, this subject had become compulsory in all the schools in Bombay. It was a compulsory subject, value education. So, the principal approached our Radha Gopinath Temple and asked that if, some of your preachers can come and teach our students value education. So the authorities asked me to go and talk to the principal. So I was having a word with the principal. So I asked that you have so many teachers, why you want us? It was just a curious question. You know what the principal said? The principal said, we have teachers who can teach, but nobody wants to. I asked why. Because they themselves are not following any values in their life. It's one thing to teach a subject matter, which is technical, mathematics or some English grammar or whatever. But another is to teach values. And this principal told me that our teachers, including me, she was quite honest. She said, our teachers in this school, including me, cannot look into the eyes of the students and say, you should be honest. You should be truthful. They can't, because the students know in and out of the teachers also. So she said, therefore, we want someone. And I've known your society wherein, you know, yes, you walk your talk. So I was thinking, wow, it's a tall order. You know, what she's expecting is something, is what's been expected of us. Walking our talk. So, she asked me that we don't have any syllabus, so if you can kindly prepare a syllabus on value education for our students. So, the 20 points of knowledge from Bhagavad Gita, 13 chapter I prepared, you know. Amanitvam, Adhamgitvam, all those 20 points of knowledge Krishna speaks in the 13th chapter. So, I made 20 lessons from each of the qualities which Krishna mentions. So it begins with humility. So my first lesson to the students was on this topic, humility. And you won't believe, I was speaking for almost 1 hour on humility. You know, all examples and stories, and, you know, morals and lessons, defining humility. And I went on for an hour, and I noticed that there were two backbenchers. And they were doing some mischief. So I stopped my class, and I asked one of them that, kindly, can you tell what are we discussing in our class today? So he got up and he looked here and there, a little confused. And he said, sir, he called me sir. He said, sir, you were talking about humidity. I've been giving a talk on humility for 1 hour. And I asked him, what are we discussing today? He couldn't even say that word. He said humidity. And you know the funny part? Nobody laughed. In the whole classroom, nobody laughed. They all thought he gave the right answer. And then, you know, the other one, the other backbencher whom he was talking to. So I asked him, okay, you tell me, what are we discussing today? So he realized that, you know, the friend has messed up. So he said, sir, humanity. So I asked, and these were like students who were in their 10th grade, and they were 15 years of age, and I asked, how many of you have ever heard this word humility in your life before? Only one student raised his hand, and he said, once I had heard. So that just the word humility is no more in people's conversation. Forget about having in one's life. The quality. So, when we are talking of this quality of humility, how much Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasizes, not just in his instructions, Tranadapi Sunichena, but by his example. By his example, Chaitanya. And therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita, when we are talking of that CC complementing and cooperating, unless there is humility, which is the basis. An example is given that, yes, when we come to Krishna consciousness, when we practice sadhana bhakti sincerely, there is that verse, yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunaistatra samasate sura. This verse, it says that a sincere practitioner of Krishna consciousness is bestowed upon all the divine qualities of suras, demigods. Sarvair gunaistatra samasate sura. Sura means demigods. Sarvair gunai. He is bestowed upon all the qualities of the demigods. Which means, we can experience that when we start practicing Krishna consciousness, so many things which we never thought we could do. I never thought that I could give a lecture. I never thought that I could sing on a microphone. I never thought that I could wear a dhoti, forget about anything else. The first time when devotees asked me that, why don't you try out wearing a dhoti? I said, dhoti? Now I'm coming from India. Never wore a dhoti in my life. The first time wearing a dhoti, and it was a very soft cotton dhoti. And I was so fearful, I kept looking down whether it's still there. Because it used to wearing all those jeans and all that stuff, so heavy trousers. Dhoti appeared to be so light that I kept on checking. It's still there, something. So many things, when we came to Krishna consciousness, that we were able to do what we had never imagined before. Dancing, singing, speaking, cooking, deity worship, management. Managing our own self and then managing others. And then when new people look at us, you know, we are dressed up like a Vaishnava, they come to us for counseling. I can counsel also? Wow, I never realized. They are asking questions to me. To solve their problems, they are looking up to me. Samasate sura. Sarvair gunais tatra. Samasate sura. Skills. They are called skills. So yes, Krishna will bestow upon us these skills so that we can use these skills in His service, in propagating His message. What happens is, it's like a test also put forth by Krishna, that whether you will consider these skills earned by you, or whether you will use these skills in my service. So I give the example that the skills which we earn by practicing Krishna consciousness, or which is bestowed upon us, rather put it like this, the skills which are bestowed upon us by Krishna, all these demigods, their skills, they are like, you know, the pulp of a fruit. Like you have a banana or an orange or a mango. So there is the pulp of that fruit. So if skills are compared to the pulp of that fruit, humility is compared to the skin over it, which protects that pulp. So yes, we may be a very charismatic speaker, preacher, manager, cook, counselor, mentor, so over here it's mentor, or someone who does things in Krishna consciousness with such finesse, with such precision. So if that is like the juice of our Krishna consciousness, then humility is that protective skin over it, which protects the pulp, the juice of that fruit. And if that is removed, if that is not there, very soon the juice will be dried up and the fruit will rot. This was some years ago. I was reading one article. It was a transcription of Gaur Govind Maharaj's lecture. Very beautiful lecture he gave. And he was quoting this shloka ఆనందలీలామయ విగ్రహాయ హేమాభ దివ్య ఛవి సుందరాయ తస్మై మహాప్రేమ రసప్రదాయ చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే. సో దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్స్ విచ్ గ్లోరిఫైస్ ది మర్సీ అండ్ ది అడ్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. ఆనంద లీలా మయ విగ్రహాయ, ద విగ్రహ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఈజ్ జస్ట్ ఆనంద లీలా. ఇట్స్ జస్ట్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ ది ఆనంద్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ లవింగ్ పాస్ టైమ్స్. హేమాభ దివ్య ఛవి సుందరాయ, ది ఛవి ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఇస్ సో బ్యూటిఫుల్. అండ్ ద బ్యూటీ, గౌర్ గోవింద్ స్వామి మహారాజ్ వాజ్ ఎలాబరేటింగ్ ఆన్ దిస్, హీ సెడ్ ద బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఇస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ ద ఫిజికల్ బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. ఛవి సుందరాయ రెఫర్స్ టు దిస్ బ్యూటీ, ద లవింగ్ రిలేషన్షిప్ అమంగ్స్ట్ ది అసోసియేట్స్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు విత్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. దట్ ఈస్ ద సుందరత, దట్ ఈస్ ద సౌందర్య ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఇన్ హిస్ అసోసియేట్స్. ఛవి సుందరాయ. అండ్ దెన్ హీ సేస్ తస్మై మహాప్రేమ రసప్రదాయ. చైతన్య మహాప్రభు హ్యాస్ కమ్ టు గివ్ వాట్ ప్రదాయ మీన్స్ టు గివ్ మహాప్రేమ రస్, నాట్ జస్ట్ రస్, నాట్ జస్ట్ ప్రేమ రస్, మహాప్రేమ రస్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి. చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే. That's how he's been glorified in this beautiful verse. And Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, he gives a very beautiful example. He says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, he compares it to the milk of a lioness. Now, I don't think any of us has any time come across milk of a lioness. So Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj compared mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to, like, he said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also called Chaitanya Simha. One of the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Chaitanya Simha. So the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he compares it to the milk of a lioness. And he was saying that milk of lioness is so powerful that it, the only container which can hold milk of a lioness is a golden container. So I'm just quoting him. He said, if you have an earthen pot, if you have an earthen pot, then the milk of this lioness is so powerful that this earthen pot cannot hold. And then he said, so if the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like the milk of lioness, then what container we should be having to receive and hold that mercy which is like so powerful? He said, 4 ingredients are required for this container of our heart to be made up of. And he said, unfortunately, most of the people, what they have done, they have kept the container of their heart upside down. So even if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy wants to flow into their heart, they have kept it upside down. Most of the unfortunate souls of Kali Yuga. Like Prabhupada said, you know that cartoon he saw? Chant, 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 can't, can't, can't. That is like one who has kept the container upside down. Prabhupada, he told this story of this Bengali, old Bengali lady. The sons, you know, were wanting her. She was on her deathbed. And the sons were persuading her that at least you chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra now. Only few breaths are remaining of yours. So this Bengali lady, she was on her deathbed and only few breaths remaining. When the sons are requesting her to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra at least now, in her last breath, while dying, she said, Baba re Baba, etto bado naam nette parbe nai. Died. The meaning is, such a big mahamantra, 16 words, I can't chant. And she died. Baba re baba, etto bado naam nite parbina, and she died. This is the unfortunate situation of some people of Kaliyuga. So Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj was saying that how some of these unfortunate souls of Kaliyuga, they have kept the heart of their container upside down. And in some cases, yes, they have realized and they have kept it right side up. But there are many holes. The six anarthas, the six holes, the mercy is flowing away. So he says the four ingredients which this container should be made up of. Very interesting. And we are familiar with these four ingredients. Trinadapi sunichena, taroriva sahishnina, amanina manadena. More humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, giving all respects to others. And the fourth is not expecting respect for oneself. He said, these are the four ingredients with which the container of our heart should be made. And he said, only that heart whose container is made up of these four raw materials, these four ingredients, can hold the mercy of Chaitanya Simha, which is so powerful, like the milk of a lioness. And that's what we see. Chaitanya Charitamrit is full of these examples of these Vaishnavas, like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Rup Sanatan Goswami, and all these wonderful associates who are following the CC principle. So you remember the CC principle? Complimenting and cooperating. As against this material world, what is the CC principle? Comparing and competing. And as Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, he gave that example. When we follow the Trinadabhi Sunichena principle, that is the only way we can receive the mercy of Chaitanya Simha in our life, and we can go back home, back to Godhead, in a way which is mentioned in these wonderful scriptures like Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.